Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Hey, Dad. I don't know if you can hear me, really. I've never known if this works. You see so much on TV where they tell someone to talk to the sick person because the soothing tones are supposed to help them settle or some bullshit, but... Well... Sometimes I thought it was working, and then I thought maybe... Well, my powers have been helping other people. I wish you were here to see it, like, really here. Ever since the things I can do started kicking in, I've just tried to think what you would do if you had the powers instead of me, and I think you would help people. I know you would. You'd be so on this great power, great responsibility train, and you wouldn't even think about it. They're pretty sure I'm the reason why you're sick. And all this time, me trying to figure out how to fix you, and turns out all I had to do was leave. I haven't told Mom or Charlie. There's this girl, Harrison, she's a blogger or something, but she helped Annika get out of town. She says there's this place upstate that's just there to keep people like me safe, but... Sounds like it might be about keeping people like you safe, too. It's called Camp Safe Haven, which is, like, lame, but as long as they don't make me wear some sort of a uniform, I think it'll be okay. I just wanted to say goodbye. I'll miss you, but at least this way Mom won't.
This is a bad idea, Annika.
If this place wasn't a no technology zone, you wouldn't have to break in to borrow her computer.
If this place wasn't a technology free zone, you'd be blowing shit up left and right.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm nervous, okay? What if Megan comes back while we're here?
That's why you're playing lookout, okay?
But what if she...
Harvey! I was on the run for over a year. I picked up some tips and tricks on how not to get caught doing illegal shit. Just trust me.
Fine, okay. She keeps her computer on the desk.
Great. Okay, if you were Megan's computer password, what would you be?
I don't know. One with the Earth.
One spelled out or like the number one?
I don't know. I thought you knew how to do this.
I know how to be sneaky, not how to hack a computer.
Look, we should just go. We should find some other way to look my data.
No way, Harvey. I can do this. I think if I just...
Annika? What are you doing?
Hang on.
Whoa.
That's new. It's super cool. Okay, what was your dad's name?
Logan Shaw.
Okay, Logan Shaw. Just let me search. Shit. Sorry, that's... Wait. Does Megan keep files on us?
I don't think so. Other than maybe like a roster... of everyone in case of an emergency or something.
Harvey, there's files on everyone on here.
What? No, maybe it's just... look, it's probably a contact list or something.
It's just videos of herself.
Annika, stop! That's private!
You don't want to know why she has files on all of us on here!
I mean, sure, but I'm sure it's for a good reason.
Well, I'm not!
Susie has been here for 3 weeks now, and she has a... remarkable set of skills. Our exposure time is at about 4 hours per day.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Exposure time?
I'm going to see the scale at which my powers are working.
Powers?
This is Trial 15 with Camper Number 5. All right, here we go.
Is that lightning?
Oh, coming out of her fingertips. I think so. Yeah.
This is Trial 12, Camper Number 20. I'm going to try to concentrate the power onto the soda can in front of me. Here we go.
Holy shit.
Directional capability has increased by about 50%.
What the fuck is she talking about? Exposure? Numbers? Trials?
I'm seeing a direct correlation to the number of campers present and my strength.
Harvey? How many people live here?
I don't know. Maybe like 50, 60?
And how many people have left since you got here? Harvey.
Well, no one, but that's just because this place works. Right?
Megan is doing something to us, to everyone here.
I don't think that...
Harvey! The next folder is yours. Do you want me to open it?
I don't...
If she's been doing something to you all this time, don't you want to know about it?
What if it's bad, Annika? My powers aren't arbitrary like these ones. What if she's using it to hurt people?
Then we have to know that too.
Play it.
Camper 42 is really something. His powers seem more volatile than anyone else's I've ever encountered, even Elaine's. He doesn't seem to realize the amount of power potential at his fingertips, the range he might have. This kid could bring down armies, maybe from a battlefield away.
What is she talking about? It's never gone that far. I'm doing so much better.
Hey, it's okay. She's clearly deranged. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
So far, I haven't been able to tap into his powers for myself, but it must just be a matter of time. We'll keep spending time together, up the exposure time.
Play the next one.
Are you sure?
What are we supposed to do? Walk out of here and forget she's been, I don't know, stealing our powers?
No, but what if whatever she did...
Just play it.
Harvey's powers are... Well, I've finally received a demonstration, and they are... disturbing. To put it mildly.
We don't have to listen to this.
He seems to have almost no control over them. And I'm working on finding a pattern to what's triggering the episodes. But the episodes themselves... Almost all of his episodes go back to the same place. The same room.
Wait, I thought you said she didn't remember anything from when you used her powers around her.
She told me she didn't.
Okay, but she just...
Shut up! I just want to know what she saw.
There's the same man every time. Harvey is maybe 7, 8. It's always brief. But tonight was a bad one. The man that seems to be present in all of Harvey's episodes wasn't alone this time. A woman joined him. She was... Well, I couldn't make out her face, but the best way to describe her would be... harsh. She was hard to look at, hard to focus on.
Do you know what she's talking about?
No, I told you. I never remember.
Do you think your mom...
No. My mom would never... She'd never be a part of what happened to me, okay? Something happened to her, and I'm sure of it.
Okay. You're right. Do you want me to keep playing it?
Yes. Yeah, just Please.
The woman was... She was looking for something. Whatever it was, she seemed to think it was inside Harvey.
Your scars.
I think whatever she was looking for had something to do with what gave Harvey his powers. And maybe what gave everyone else theirs.
Turn it off.
Harvey.
I can't, Annika. My powers are gonna flip out if you don't, okay? Please.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. No problem. Are you okay?
No.
What was the name she mentioned? The person you were more powerful than?
Elaine, I think.
Okay. Elaine. Oh. Lainey. Here we go.
This isn't Camp Safe Haven. Where is she?
I don't know. It looks... really pretty, actually.
Yeah.
Lainey, stop! Put me down, Elaine!
Is she flying?
Her feet are definitely not on the ground.
Jesus, I haven't met anyone who can do that.
Lainey, I mean it. I don't... Oh my god, quit messing around!
She looks really happy.
Yeah.
You know I hate that. Stop. Quit it!
Well, this is an unexpected challenge.
Miss Masters, what is all this?
Harvey, what are you doing? You know what we just watched.
I want her to say it. I want you to tell me what you've been doing to me when I did nothing but trust you.
I could pretend to explain away everything you just saw, but that would be a waste of time, wouldn't it?
Big understatement there.
You have been just a complete pain in my ass. You know that, Annika?
What? My power is not good enough for
all
you?
All powers have value, Annika.
Especially for you.
Oh, don't come at me all high and mighty. You should have done the same thing. All that power at your fingertips, both of you. And what do you want to do? Suppress it. Please, Mrs. Masters, help me keep people from finding out. Help me stop. I am so sick of listening to teenagers whine.
That's fine. Just let us all go. Harvey and me and the other campers. I promise you'll never have to listen to another whiny teenage camper ever again.
Please don't insult me.
Holy shit.
It's true? You have powers.
I really did like you, Harvey. Losing you will just break my heart.
No, nope, nope. No one is losing anyone.
Annika, no! There are more videos in my file. There could be more stuff about me, about my dad.
Ugh, there's nothing else in here I can use, Harv. So books and plants. Why are there so many plants in here?
Plenty of reasons, but mostly so that I can do this.
What the fuck is that? Harvey, you want to maybe stop freaking out and help me deal with the aggressively hostile plants that are coming for me?
What do I do?
Help me!
Harvey, don't. You've always been special to me. I don't want to hurt you.
Miss Masters, I don't understand what you want me to do.
You are so strong. And together, along with the powers of the campers, we could be a force to be reckoned with.
Don't listen to her.
I mean it, Harvey. Think of how powerful you could be with all these people around you. Think about how many of them you could protect.
By what? Becoming some sort of power-sucking vampire like you?
It's not... Why would you want to be able to do what we can do?
Harv, because she's insane!
But all of these people? You're just using them? All of us?
Harvey, if you don't do something, I'm going to lose it and I can... The computer...
Don't listen to her. Focus on my voice. I can take care of this, Harvey. We can work together.
We would help people.
Oh, Harvey, Harvey, please.
Of course. That's all I want to do.
Harvey, please.
Annika.
Please, please, Harvey, listen to me.
Take a deep breath.
What? What are you... Harvey, where are we? Harvey? Okay. Right. Not Harvey's memory. Oh, I am alone with the psycho trying to kill me. Oh my god.
No, I don't want to see this.
Megan? Where are we?
Please don't. Lainey, please don't do that.
Who are you talking to?
Elaine, you have to stop. This is getting too dangerous, okay? I'm getting scared.
Megan.
Lainey, you can just stop, okay? We can go inside, take a nap, watch some TV. I'll make you some tea. You love that kind that I...
Megan!
Annika? What are you... You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, I know that.
You shouldn't be here!
Whoa, Megan, calm down. I'm sure Harvey will let us go any
second. I said you shouldn't be here!
Annika? Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't want to pull you in too, but I didn't know what else to do.
No, it's okay. I think she's in a memory with her friend, the one she lost.
God, that explains. She's been twitching like crazy. I don't know how much longer I should keep her under. I've usually let go by now.
We need a plan before we bring her back out. We need to get out of here. Warn the other campers. Maybe I can find us somewhere else safe. I can make a call if we can find the phone.
Okay. Yeah. How did you get out of Megan's memory?
I don't know. She just said I shouldn't be there, and then I was suddenly back here?
That doesn't make any sense. Other than you, no one has ever been able to talk to me when I'm using my powers, let alone control them.
Harvey, you don't think...
Oh, shit.
Using your powers on me. On me. Are you insane, Harvey Shaw?
I thought we didn't like that word.
Yeah, you know, I think you lost the chance to be judgy about reckless plans after you started sucking powers away from innocent people.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Annika. None of these people are innocent. You two especially.
It's not fair.
Your powers are hurting people. Harvey terrorizes anyone he so much as touches. You brought down buildings. You've killed people.
Leave her alone.
Why should I?
Because I'm going to walk right out that door, and I'm going to tell everyone what you've done. Both of us are.
Harvey, it doesn't have to end this way for you.
Let us go, Miss Masters.
Perhaps if you had shown me anything other than Elaine.
Harvey!
This would have been more difficult.
Harvey, back up!
Let's try this again, shall we? That should do it. I hope.
Where am I? Where's Bailey?
Annika, you've just arrived at Camp Safe Haven. Your friend Harrison dropped you off.
She did?
Yes, of course. Don't you remember?
Yeah, of course.
And this is Harvey. He's going to be your sponsor here.
I am?
Yes, Harvey. We spoke about this.
Right. Yeah, I'm Harvey. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too.
Why don't you take Annika to get some food? You must both be hungry.
Right, of course. Do you like eggs?
Not particularly.
I bet I could get Janice to find something for us.
Okay.
We're so excited to have you here, Annika. I think you both are going to be very, very good for each other.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Julia Morizawa as Megan, Brigham Snow as Harvey, and Alexander Tandon as Max. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez, and additional sound design assistance is provided by Lily Martinez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com.